Using Your Marbles, a mini educational podcast by Creative Marbles Consultancy.
Like us at facebook.com/creativemarbles.
Yay! Halloween has a kind of long history. Well, let's trace the roots back to Great Britain and Ireland. You've probably heard of a group of people called the Celts live there. Well, November 1st was an important holiday for the Celts. That's when they believed it marked the end of the harvest season and the beginning of winter. So, to celebrate, they had a gigantic festival that began on the night of October 31st. It was called Samhain. During Samhain, the Celts would light bonfires and offer crops and livestock to the gods. They would dress up in animal skins and hides during the festivities. The Celts believed that most of the supernatural beings roamed the earth during Samhain. These beings could cause a lot of trouble, so people would leave food for them outside their houses. Then, once the Romans conquered Britain, two Roman holidays began combined with Samhain. One of them, first there was Feralia, which honored the dead, and there was the Feast of Pomona, which honored the goddess of fruit orchards and the harvest. Then, those holidays were replaced with Christian holidays. November 2nd became All Souls Day, a day to remember the souls of the dead. November 1st became All Saints Day, a day honoring some Christian saints. Then, October 31st became All Hallows Eve, which was shortened to Halloween. Well, Hallow usually means saints, and Eve means evening, so Halloween literally means the evening before All Saints Day. Well, then the process of leaving food out for the dead had evolved into a ritual called souling. Beggars would go from door to door at Halloween time. They would promise to pray for the souls of people's dead relatives. In return, they received some food. That's how trick-or-treating began. Also, people began carving scary faces out of vegetables and placed them in doors near windows to keep those beings away from their homes. They also started dressing up to blend in with those supernatural beings. Then, when people immigrated there and came back, they brought their traditions back with them. Soon, kids all over were making mischief and trick-or-treating on Halloween night. Well, and that's the history of Halloween.
For more information about Creative Marbles Educational Consulting Services, please contact us at info@creativemarbles.com. Copyright Creative Marbles Consultancy, 2012.